The right wants to ban transgender people from existing, ban abortion, ban in vitro fertilization.
Yeah.
The left wants to, I don't know, dude, give $1 billion to Ukraine and Israel and make sure that if, by the year 2025, there's no Palestinian children alive.
It's fucking
so,
fuck
them all, dude.
Yeah, it's like I said, I hate it. I really do because it's...
And here's a
what
hot
are you
take.
Do? What are
I
you
think
do?
Saint Anger is Metallica's best album.
Oh, stop. Damn it.
Skateboards out there.
Oh, we'll take the skateboards too. You can carry them on.
Don't they charge a fee for that?
We fly like we fly all the time. We flew Southwest and you get two check bags and two carry-on bags for free. It's not too bad. You know, we flew to, if we do Southwest again, their hub's in Denver. So you stop in Denver. Mm-hmm. And then you fly the rest of the way out. So it's like 2.5 hours and then like 4 hours. That second leg.
Yeah, it's rough. Let's say we flew from Cincinnati to.
Pull your mic down, dude.
Are we recording?
We're recording. Oh, fuck. Dude. We'll drop it in. We'll just start here, but. pull it closer, dude.
Hello.
Treat it like you love it, dude. Act like you've been here before. I like
it. It's tilted.
Yeah, it's going to tilt a little bit. Pull it a little closer to you. Do whatever you need to do to it.
I'm good. We're in.
Yeah, we're in, dude.
Hello?
But yeah, it's going to be, I'm going to pack that. Look, if we fly with them again.
Well, I flew from, it was either Louisville or Cincinnati, I can't remember, it has been 10 years
was
ago.
Southwest?
No, it wasn't Southwest, but when we flew to Vegas, we flew, I think it was from Louisville to Atlanta, and then from Atlanta to Nevada. And I think total it was like 4.5 hours. So six
that's a
hours
long leg.
Seems about right to go to California.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like another 2 hours sounds about right to get.
It wasn't bad.
You know
the trip
mean?
There when we went was easy. There was like it wasn't turbulent or nothing, and it was pretty smooth. The trip back, it sucks because you're losing all that time as well.
Oh, I'm glad we don't have to fly back.
Yeah, we're losing time either way because we're driving back.
Yeah, and that's fine. But
yeah.
I don't. I really don't.
I'm stoked for it.
Fly
you know,
back. That sucks.
When I was good friends with fucking, you know, Chris Upton back in the day.
That was your best friend.
We were really tight, dude. And then he became an insane person. I guess he always was.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like people do change, but I feel like when somebody's real weird, that seed of weirdness was probably always there.
Probably.
Just hiding under the surface. Yeah. Anyway.
I did have a good time with him, though.
Yeah, I had a lot of good times with him.
Yeah.
But we planned on in high school, dude, for like 3 years, we planned this big trip where we were going to get our motorcycle license and we were going to rent motorcycles and do a cross-country trip the summer after we graduated. But then he enlisted in the military like a fucking homo.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Really? I mean, I get it. He fucking is one of his few options future-wise, but... I was like, you could take a couple months off before you do that.
Right.
Anyhow.
I'm glad you went off on that tangent.
Good to see you, pal.
Hope you feel better. Good to see you, man. I love you. I miss
you. I love you,
too,
bud.
A week. I didn't know what to do. I said, I got to go see Jordan.
Has it been a week? It's been 2 weeks.
Has it been 2 weeks?
I don't know.
It ain't been 2 weeks since Black Flag, has it?
Yeah, because last week, Saturday, I had band practice.
Yeah, I got drunk at Zeke, so that makes sense.
Hell yeah. Well, we got another concert in 2 weeks.
Coffin Cats.
Yeah.
And the Jasons. And the Queers, yeah.
And the Jasons, yeah.
I got a couple blank hockey masks.
You want to get them to sign?
Yeah, I think we should take them up there and see if they'll sign them for us.
I got the one you made over there. I'll put it right next to it. Dude.
Yeah, it's a clean, crispy, shiny white one, man. And I feel we'll bring assorted Sharpies and have
them all signed. I'm filling my house with autographed band merch.
Hell yeah. You finally catching on, dude. Yeah. I can't wait to get a house.
Yeah, dude, your shit's going to be full.
I'm
you got
a
whole
fucking
room.
Museum,
of,
dude. Yeah.
Do you still have basically your old bedroom? Still
storage
room?
I still have everything, yeah. I have everything that I've... I mean, I've sold a couple pieces like over time, but like 90%
of
everything
shit.
I've been collecting since high school I've still got. I keep most of it in poster tubes, the stuff that I don't have framed. But yeah, I still have everything, man.
I've got the last few posters we've gotten in a sleeve with... just like a knockoff concert poster, a Smith's one that I got in Tennessee, but it came in like a cardboard back with a sleeve, and they're just stuck down in there until we get, but we're going to get like frames, try to hang shit
up. I've
been
using those for the 11 by 17 ones. I got one for that Black Flag poster. It's like it's got the hard plastic casing and the sheet of glass that goes over top, and you just pop the glass back in there. They got like a little ridge, and you just snap them in.
Those are
nice. Great. They got a little hole in the back. You just toss it on a nail or on a tack or whatever you
nice
put on the wall.
Easy.
Yeah. Yep.
I like those. I'll probably do a few of those. Want to slowly fill it up.
I didn't have a whole lot of 11 by 17s. I used to get the big movie posters because I'd go get those signed.
Yeah.
Now that I've been doing shows. Grabbing those
the
and having
ones.
Them sign—that's been fun. Like I like that. You know, I got the cancer slug went down the Black Flag.
I wish I had the kind of money to grab the boards that a
me
lot
too.
Of bands are doing now
the Black
and get
Flag
those signed.
Pretty sweet, man.
The Mars Volta had one too. It was the same kind of old school deck, with their tour logo on it and shit. Of course, I didn't end up getting to meet them, but I just think like a bunch of autographed band decks, pretty sick as
that
well.
Would be cool.
And plus there's Mike V on that. I mean, I really regret it. Because, I mean, there's a chance I could have at least, if I got in a pinch and had to get rid of it,
oh,
at
you
least got my
money
back.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Yeah.
But
I would assume that when we go to that next show, they'll have a poster. They got to. They'll have to have a poster.
Oh, yeah. They always, even if they're just the, I'm also going to just start taking the fucking flyers when I see them.
Yeah, and you should. You should.
Because I went to take that one off the bathroom wall at the Cancer Slug show, and it was already gone.
You know, we were supposed to ask those people at the door, and they were supposed to give us one.
Oh, yeah,
we'd bought them online. Yeah, we were supposed to get, like, the one with the devil, like, with his tongue out. Like, we
those
were supposed
sons
to,
of bitches.
Yeah, we were supposed, when we got there, and they marked our hands so we could come in.
We got to go to just one of these offhand shows back at that Oddfellows place. I was watching their story, and there
I
was a band
on Instagram,
that was playing an AFI cover.
I love that.
And it was Miss Murder, but still.
That's still cool.
I'd still go.
Yeah.
I'd be in the audience singing along, dude.
Hell yeah. That is a banger of a track.
Yeah,
I don't hate it.
I remember when Henry used to still make fun of AFI. And he'd be like, "Hey, Miss Murder of Crows, how are you?" is what he'd always say. And it's like, that song, I really like, that song's not, it's not that it's a bad song, but like, that album, to me, was track 8 of Sing the Sorrow, The Great Disappointment, it was, you know, for how good Sing the Sorrow was and what it was, that next album really disappointed me. So I also am not a huge fan of Miss Murder.
Was it was Black Sails before Sing the Sorrow?
Yeah, two albums before.
What was the album before Sing the Sorrow?
Art of Drowning.
That's what I was thinking of. So imagine if, you know, in an alternate reality, the Art of Drowning would have hit like Sing the Sorrow did. Sing the Sorrow would have been the follow-up instead of December Underground.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm not taking anything away from that out because I don't hate
I
December
do
Underground,
think
but they really got fucking huge.
I did get into,
hit,
I wouldn't
so.
Say, so I was made aware of AFI when that album was out because Fuse played the Days of the Phoenix video a handful of times.
Yeah.
Formerly Much Music. And I was like, okay, but it wasn't until Sing the Sorrow dropped that I, like, got into them, because I was like, oh, these are the same guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into their whole back catalog and still enjoyed it. But you're right. If I had got into them on Art of Drowning,
yeah,
would I have thought Sing the Sorrow sucked? And probably not, dude.
No, I don't think you would have, because I
still think December Underground's their worst album. I think Crash Love is better. I think Black Album, Burials. I like all those albums better than December Underground.
You could probably say that. Yeah, which is wild, because that's their most commercially successful album.
I think it did do better than Sing the Sorrow?
I think it probably did. I think because of Miss Murder. I know it got Google more play. I'm not gonna say it's more
and they
financially successful,
like,
but I know that.
Dude,
Ms.
I think
Murder,
they were on one of the Madden games, or they got played at halftime during an NFL game or
something.
Something
happened. I think they were on.
They
one
played
of
the
Madden's.
MTV Music Awards that year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
a big
the
deal.
Boys.
A big, yeah, and I'm like I said, I'm not. I don't hate the album. But
no,
I definitely
there's a lot
would
of
say
songs.
It's on the bottom.
There's songs on the album I do like. I think Kill Caustic is badass.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few
Rabbits
good...
Are Roadkill.
Rabbits Are Roadkill.
Which, that was the bonus, though. It wasn't on, though.
Yeah, and they do good with the bonus.
Hell yeah, they do.
Welcome to the Obscure Curio.
Hell yeah, dude. It's AFI, motherfucker.
And that's kind of what this show is going to stay, dude, because it's obscure.
Cool. Yeah,
like you know, it's
that.
Funny, like, that's the only band... You know the history of, like, a few bands, mm-hmm. like, a lot of facts. AFI is the only band I've ever fully nerded out enough to, like,
right.
I know every single album and the order they came out in, and probably almost all of their songs.
Yeah.
And even dumb little facts about them. I was talking the other day about how I used to follow their tour diary and blogs and, like, message boards and shit like that. But...
And, you know, that's fun, because I wish that, if I could go back, I would, because I had the same, I had the same tools that you did, and I did not, AFI, I had a really weird relationship with AFI because I had discovered them during Sing the Sorrow.
Yeah.
And then when I had, the only other person I really knew that liked them were you, and of course we all skated and shit, but I went back and I listened to a lot of their punk stuff that I had downloaded illegally, sorry.
Which is great shit.
Yes. And there was a good period of time, so I was probably like halfway through high school that I hadn't really sat down and listened to Art of Drowning and Answer That and Stay Fashionable. Was that another one? And you know, all that stuff.
Very
and
proud of
very
you.
Very proud
dude.
Of you. And that was, I had heard Very Proud of. Like the early stuff I knew. And then once we got to like Art of Drowning stuff, I didn't know as much. But I do wish I would have went back and dove into it, because they really did end up becoming one of my favorite bands ever.
Yeah.
But All Hallows EP, Sing the Sorrow,
yeah.
and then I had the Nitro Years, The Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
Had all three of those CDs. And that's really, that was my extent of AFI, was just what I had with those. And
that's
of course,
all the
as
good
I,
shit.
As I got older, you know, I got more into them. But I have a buddy, and I know it may sound silly to some, but growing up when he was in school and through his early... well, late teenage years, early 20s, he was the same way with the Clowns. He was
in
ICP,
whoop,
but
whoop,
he was the same way, though. He went to the first ever gathering.
Knew all
he had
shit.
All of, like, the underground shit, the bootleg stuff.
Yeah.
They had the jerseys. They had, like, they were, like, the legit old school Juggalos before it became a joke and it was fucking whatever. Like, he was down. Like, in his basement, he's got the giant, banner from the Jekyll Brothers tour.
What about those
sign?
Boys
like
out and about now?
Got,
they're doing podcasts.
No, dude, they're so cool. But
Shout
out to Chris, because he's kind of like my work dad, so I love him. But
dude.
I mean, he really has, like, and he's the same way, like, with us with that kind of shit. He was the same with ICP. I mean, he's got like a treasure trove of old school shit.
I wish I had all my old shit. I was in the Despair Faction.
Yeah,
they're
like
official
that kind of
fan
stuff.
Club.
Like, so
I had all
cool,
these, like, exclusive posters and all kinds of shit. My mom got me this, like, limited print December Underground poster for Christmas that was, like, 1 of 100. And it was fucking, yeah, dude, I wish I still had all that shit.
Yeah. I've kept a lot of stuff that I had gotten when I was younger. But there's a lot of stuff that either got destroyed or I just didn't take care of. But the one, the few things I do have, like, I took care of. Like,
yeah.
I'm glad I did. And there's so much shit that I wish that I... Skateboards I wish I wouldn't have skated. Shoes that I wish I wouldn't have wore when I skated. Posters and CDs and shit that I wish I would have taken care
of. Toys.
Man.
I had, like,
toys,
some, all kinds of shit that I just wish I'd taken better care of or held on to in some fashion. Definitely wish I had all my old, like, band tees and shit.
Yeah,
you know,
dude, I had the AFI Vans,
yeah,
the black
man,
and red ones.
God.
I think they had the.
I searched so hard for an intact pair of those.
What they had on
the bat, the heart bat,
the bat.
I'm pretty sure,
and
it was
they
the
had
heart
the red
bat.
Swoosh,
yeah.
and then AFI on the heel, and they were like the skinny, like old school looking Vans. Yeah,
yeah,
had those.
God.
had the Slayer.
Slayer had some. You know, had Social Distortion had some. Those, no. Metallica and Misfits.
I had the Hymn audios.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
But they weren't they were not the BAM ones. They were the actual Hymn ones. They were purple, and they had the Heartogram. And I'm pretty sure they had Hymn on the heel. And that's, you know, and that's another band, like Hymn and the 69 Eyes. That's one of the few things I'm really thankful for. Bam Margera.
I like 69 Eyes. Never got into him, dude.
I like their
and I like a lot metal, of that the type pink of album, shit.
The
first yeah.
one. I thought that after that, I didn't give a shit about.
I like a lot of
Wings
that
of Butterfly
type
that
of shit, but they shit, just didn't do it for me.
69 Eyes was great.
I like 69 Eyes,
but dude, Viva La Bam got me into Gwar. First time I ever heard of Gwar was that episode.
What about
that,
Cancer Bats, dude?
Cancer Bats are good. Yeah.
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 Coffin Cats.
Coffin Here Cats, go, baby. Dude. Coffin Cats. Oh, they're so
bringing
good.
It all I'm, back I'm around, dude. The past is the past. Man. The future is now, you know?
Yeah. We should have tried. I wonder if Tiger Army had a poster, man. We should have grabbed one at that one.
They did, man. At the time, you know, the first few concerts we went to, I wasn't buying merch. I've never been a big concert merch buyer. If I'm being honest, most T-shirts that they sell at concerts are ill-fitting. I'm not really a big fan of the way
they shrink the fuck up.
If
man,
they're the nice
time.
Ones, yeah. they shrink weird yeah, and they almost get a little crooked.
Yeah, my Tiger Army one did that.
And man. If they're not, they're the super thick,
my
baggy
Danzig
ones.
One did that too. Yep. Yeah, and I don't want to get so. Sometimes I will buy extra large because if they shrink up, they'll fit like a large.
Yeah,
like this shirt's a large.
That's
it's
not
fine.
Bad.
But like sometimes if I get a large though, they'll shrink up and I'll have to cut them and turn them into sleeveless ones, man, so they fit right.
I'm gonna stick with patches, buttons, yeah. and posters.
Yeah.
And if they don't have that shit, that's when I'll get a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Or if it's like The Cure, I knew that shirt is small as fuck on me now. But I like having that shit.
I found somebody on eBay selling the ones from the Danzig show, the last
yeah,
one we went
to. I saw those
Temple.
Too.
It's got the goat on the cross.
There's people on there and Etsy and shit that yeah. do reproductions of like all major concert yeah. tour posters.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna have to snag us a couple. Because
Mars
we didn't
Volta
get
tour had them, and
they
I wanted,
didn't have
but
them.
They didn't we have them they there. Have. Yeah, they were out
Silly.
Of them. So I wanted to get some because we want to. You know, once we finish the stairway, all the way up the stairway, we want to fill up, like, the whole walls, like, old-school maximalist style
yeah.
with, like, concert posters and shit.
That would be cool. I've got, you know, and that's what sucked about Michael Graves becoming a Proud Boy douchebag.
Yeah,
because I had so much shit from him, man, that he signed me 11x17s from, like, tours and stuff, and... I got my
you
stuff
could probably
stolen.
Still sell it.
No, and I could.
People
I'm sure somebody
up,
would.
Like him.
Would
it's,
buy
and it sucks
but...
too because there are a few Michael Graves era Misfits songs.
Oh, yeah.
That I like,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, me too. And I hate that's
Saturday Night, dude.
I think that's some
Fiend Club.
Doyle in the Gang's best guitar. Like Doyle on
yeah.
those albums, fucked, bro.
Yeah,
it's so good. That guitar.
I think Doyle
on...
is an underrated riffer. He's not
yeah.
a shredder.
No,
he's not. But he does have some all right chuggy
yeah.
riffs.
Hell yeah,
dude.
And
underrated.
He's amazing, fucking live. Dude.
Yeah, I gotta get to see him, dude.
Yeah, if Doyle comes back around close, we gotta go hit that.
I was talking
man,
about cause... Doyle. So the guitar player for our band,
mm-hmm.
Tyler, used to work with his mom.
Yeah. I know Tyler.
He,
well, I don't know him, but I know who he is, yeah.
Well, we're into, like, a few of the same bands, even though he's, like, a little younger. And he's a lot more into, like, pop-punky shit. But we, like, both like Alkaline Trio a lot.
Mm-hmm. Alkaline Rules, too, man.
And, you know. He's into, like, the Good Blink and some other shit like that. But anyway, he was talking about, like, Doyle. He's like, yeah, did you know that guy Doyle from Misfits? He's really jacked. And he's, like, said something about his age. I was like, yeah, dude, you know he's also a vegan.
Yeah.
And was talking about, and then I went off on, like, a huge tangent. He's like, how do you know all this shit about this one guy? And I was like, Joey Mac.
yeah I love that shit. Yeah, he's got the coolest. Doyle has the coolest vegan tattoo ever. He's got a giant pentagram on his hand and the V in the pentagram is green.
Oh hell yeah.
Like at the bottom part of the star, like
the
point
vegan
yeah
logo
yeah.
on shit.
Yeah, it's so badass.
Better than Moby's,
like,
fucking animal rights down the arm,
dude. For
you know,
a guy,
Moby's got cred though, like in the hardcore community,
dude. Moby fucking,
like,
rules,
he's legit,
dude. Yeah,
most people in that,
his tattoos
in,
suck,
yeah,
but he's cool.
Just
like,
animal
like,
rights and Times New Roman down your fucking
yeah,
arm,
that's
bro,
not cool.
Like
bold
or aerial
vegan.
Bold, whatever
yeah,
it is
on your forearm. That's yeah. That's wild. But I do love Moby, man. I that one album, was it Play? Is that the name of it?
Yeah, with like We Were All Made of Stars and shit.
And Southside. Yeah. And dude,
Moby was good.
So good. I love
Moby. And yeah, like I say, he's got some cred. I remember finding the old hardcore band that the guitar player, I can't remember his name, but and then Pete Wins from Fall Out Boy. They were in like a hardcore band before Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, I saw Fall Out Boy last summer, dude, and they were really fucking good, man.
Somebody just went and saw them. I think Andrew just went and saw them.
Yeah, we seen them last June, I think. And
like in the last couple nights. Or they're about to go on Saturday.
I was really surprised at how... I mean, I wasn't shocked at like as they were good, because Fall Out Boy was always a solid band. But like live, they sounded great, man. Like Pete played awesome. Like it was just, I don't know, it was good, man. They
I've only seen them twice. Once was when that fucking From Under the Cork Tree had just come out. With Sugar Were Going Down and shit, and they were popping.
Yeah.
So it was like their second album, I think.
That shit's fun.
And,
well, hell, when I come in today, I was knocking on the door. I was doing the dance, bro. Yeah. I love Fall Out Boy, man. Fall Out Boy was cool, dude. They were fun.
Very sexual.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, Uma Thurman's a banger, too. Oh, yeah. God damn, I love it. Yeah. I got no shame in my game, dude. Fall Out Boy is awesome.
I saw him with Motion City soundtrack at Bogart's.
That would have been cool.
Motion City, also a sick ass band. They had, like, only a couple. Big
Micah
songs.
Got me into them.
Yeah,
we
Motion.
School, yeah.
They were legit, dude. They were legit.
Yeah, they were.
That was like an era of music that it was almost like some of the genres didn't really like they kind of stand out as a band. Like, yeah, they were kind of pop punk and they had like the fucking keyboards. They had this other shit going. And a lot of those bands of that era came out of like 90s hardcore and shit. Mm-hmm. So you hear the influence and like the breakbeat kind of style of shit. I respect it. Yeah. There's parts of it I respect.
That was the time when I finally, like, the band that really sold me on, like, it's okay to, like, be into, like, weird shit and listen to weird music was Mindless Self-Indulgence.
They were fun.
They were fun. And that was about the
time
that I was
trying
to...
I think that fit in with, like, the new metal era, too, of, like, them and bands like Rammstein, who we were just... I was talking with our guitar player about them the other day, too.
Yeah, Rammstein was good, too.
And just, I mean, even the bigger, like, Korn and Slipknot and shit. Like, all that shit was kind of, like, vaguely weird. And Jonathan Davis was always out there talking about getting molested and stuff. Yeah. And then fucking... Yeah. You got MSI over there singing about being an F word.
Yeah. And, they're wild. It's wild shit, dude. And... Dude, Jonathan Davis, man, he had a
I liked
fucking,
MSI,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
I liked him. Mad respect.
MSI was cool. They had a couple of good albums. That
Drew got me into them, dude.
I think If was good, and Frankenstein Girls May Seem Strangely Sexy or
you
something
remember
like
Kill
that.
Hannah?
I remember the name, yeah, but I don't remember.
I think I got into them around, briefly. Because back then you would hear of any band that was like roughly related.
Yeah, got to check them out.
Type them into LimeWire.
Well, old gal from MSI is married to Gerard Way.
No shit. Yeah, now that you say that again. Yeah. Which when you hear that, you're like, first of all, mad respect to both of them.
Hell yeah. Both of them got the bag. Yeah. She got Gerard and he got Lindsay. Like, that's cool. Yeah. They both did all right.
Credit where credit's due to both of them.
Dude, and that's the only time I've ever had a full circle on a band in my entire life is
Mike and Man, dude.
I just did not. I'm not saying
I
ever
used
hated
to
them,
dislike them.
But I never
make
got
fun
into
of them.
Yep. I was like, I don't get
but
the
they've
appeal.
Got some bangers, dude. They are just a good rock band, period. Without being a gin rock, butt rock band.
Yeah.
And their first two albums, dude, like, I would argue that those are quintessentially emo/punk rock albums, And Welcome to the Black Parade, the era where they popped off the most, is when I started getting out of them. Right. Although I still think that album's good. I think, like, Teenagers and shit that slap.
It's fun, man. But see, seeing them live, dude, really
and
fucking...
And I met them back in the day.
That's crazy.
And
so wild,
those were the two albums out. I remember fucking... I could still to this day picture a fucking sweaty Gerard Way in no shirt with a bulletproof vest on coming out of the porta potty. And as soon as he walked out, the fucking two on either side of him's doors flew open, and the rest of the band walked out like 2 seconds later,
that's
right
so
behind
fucking
him.
Cool, man.
And I was like, "What is up, dude?"
I'm hoping that you know, if they ever came close, I would do it just to see if I could get the same feeling I got with MCR. Would probably be Blink 182.
Oh yeah,
so that was another band like I never got
you
into.
You would, dude. You
and I
would.
Feel like if I seen them live, it would probably.
They're just a classically good
Dude Ranch is a great
band.
Album.
Yeah, they
had some good shit.
For what they are, for a three-piece kind of pop punk rock band.
Yeah, they're not. And, I don't hate them, but I've never liked them. I've never, you know,
I know you've never been a fan, but I think you'd come around just because I know. You know how it is going to a live show
it's
of
Tom
a band
DeLonge's
you're
voice,
not even into.
And I've always been open about that, too. The tracks that Mark Opposing's on, I've always thought were chill.
Those have always been my favorite, too. But, you know, I do like Tom.
Tom's cool, yeah.
I also like his guitar playing, dude. Sing, I think, like, his sort of, like, melodic riff and the tone he has with his guitar is, like, I mean, it influenced, like, in a whole nother era of, like, pop punk and shit like that. But either way, I've seen bands that I straight up did not like and then seen them live and been like, oh, you know what, dude? I'll probably defend this band next time someone makes fun of them.
Right.
Like Godsmack.
Yeah. Dude, oh, Godsmack fucks live, dude.
I'm not
they are
the one
so good.
So
God
far
damn.
Away. Let me tell you this. Yeah. I didn't have a couple Milwaukee's Best Ices in me. But if I did, I would have felt this even more. As soon as they came on, I'm pretty sure that's the song they fucking opened with, and why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they?
And I was into them as a kid.
Fuck yeah.
When I was
in
fourth grade and first got into rock music, the first three fucking albums I had were All Killer No Filler by Sum 41, that Godsmack album that had Voodoo and shit on it, and then the fucking Metallica album that had, like, Enter Sandman and shit on it. That was, like, the first three rock music, anything, CDs, that I, like, was given by an adult.
Yeah.
But they started that song, and then, like, 30 minutes into their set, they had, like, a 10-minute drum-off between Sully and the drummer.
Yeah, the drums, yeah, they did the same when I seen them, yeah.
It was sick. It was a good live performance.
Yeah.
Just that's another thing you see out of, like, a lot of these butt rock bands is they are professionals.
Yeah.
Like, you go see a butt rock band live, and without auto-tune, without backing tracks, they're going to sound like they do on the CD.
Yeah.
And you're going to see pyrotechnics and all this shit. Like, I get why people are into it.
Yeah.
It's not my thing, I respect.
Yeah,
you know?
I seen them the same place you did, just a different year at Louder Than Life. But I remember they were one of the, I think they were I forget who we were, who was with the headliner that night. It might have been Rob Zombie. I can't remember. But Godsmack
was there.
Godsmack was on the opposite stage, and I think Rob played the
right
after.
Yeah, they switch off so they can set up while the other band's going.
And I had said something. I was like, Godsmack. And my dad was like, man, I feel like they're probably going to be really good. And, dude, after the show, we were on the way back to the car. I was like, dude, Godsmack was fucking killer. They were so good.
They were. Guns N' Roses was good. I saw Ice Cube there that year. But the best two bands to see, I saw Knocked Loose on the small stage that year, and the first band we saw when we got there was Suicidal Tendencies.
Oh, I bet that would
and
be
it
cool.
Was
I'm still pissed about that.
So
like, always
good,
been on my
dude.
Bucket list.
So good.
Yeah.
And I wasn't buying merch back then either. I wish I had. I just started thinking like, oh, I should. Well, when we got this house and I was like, oh, I have a home now. I don't think I'll lose my stuff anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, I can
start
amassing
start buying things.
So
you've got quite a bit going on in here now.
I think
like,
I'm doing,
yeah.
I've got items that I own, dude.
Yeah. Dude, going to shows, man. I'm glad that
that's all we've talked about the last few episodes.
Cool,
sorry,
dude.
Listeners.
Fuck yeah, man.
Go
Maybe
to
you
shows.
Should go more to shows.
Yeah,
yeah, like it's so good. And I always people are always like, man, you always go do stuff. Like that's so cool. And I'm like, well, life can be very depressing. And I feel like if I don't have something to look forward to, or if I'm not constantly going and doing things, I get in this rut. And
nice
life
to
is
have
short.
One a month,
but
at
yeah,
least.
Life
but
is so short, dude, and I don't want to
every couple
be,
months,
you know,
even.
Yeah, I want to try to do as much as I can, but when I go to concerts and stuff, people always want to, like, they'll come up and they'll start talking about shows they've been to, which is cool. I like people to do that because I go to a lot of shows. But I have consistently said since probably 2014 or 15, the best live band I've ever seen, sound, show, everything was Korn. Nothing has topped Korn
I'd
for
love
me, man.
To see
like
Korn.
They just go all
it's
out.
It's hard.
And
dude.
It's like you said earlier, there are professional musicians that have been doing this for 20, 30 years. JD comes out with them bagpipes. They do the big confetti at the end. They'll play fucking Freak on a Leash.
I'd go see
them
right
God
now,
damn,
dude. If you
man.
Said we
it's,
could get
dude,
in.
It's so good.
There's
man.
A few. Obviously, AFI.
And AFI was great.
There's
Danzig
a
was
reason
great,
they're
but,
my favorite band. And it's like you go see them live. And even now, in their 40s, they're all over that fucking stage. They don't fucking. They sound great. They sound better, I think, live than they even do on CD, like, to really appreciate them.
Yeah.
But they're all over the stage. It's great. I'll always say AFI, but, dude, I saw Lamb of God and Meshuggah down there in Louisville at Waverly Hills, and that was a sick fucking insane show. It was, like, at dusk, you know what I mean, going into nighttime. There was a wall of death. Devil Wears Prada, dude. Every time I've seen them live, if they've been immaculate, it's popped off. You know what I mean? It's, you know, there's all kinds of Bright Eyes. Bright Eyes is just like a good mellow show to go to. Right. He always has some sort of like visual element backdrop going on. They play like a long ass set. They usually have like a live fucking orchestra with them or some shit.
That's fucking cool.
It's a good mellow show to chill out at. A good sit-down show. I'm not a big sit-down show guy, but for bands like that, it's great to sit down and just chill out and enjoy the music, you know. Get high. Well,
hey, not to shift gears, have you seen any good movies lately? You watch any good films?
I don't believe they're making them anymore.
They quit. And they have. So I'm going to recommend Possession, 1981.
Oh, I do want to see that. I've seen the previews.
It's great. Looks good. I really enjoyed it. Got a young, what's his name now? Is it Sam Neill? Is that his name from Jurassic Park?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's very young. I think that's his name. I'm going to feel stupid if it's not. I think it is, though. He's young in it? Oh, he's like got to be at least 30, probably our age, maybe 25. He's very young, yeah.
When did it come out?
1981.
Oh, then that's not the movie I'm thinking of. What's the new Possession movie that's out? Not the one. There's one where it's like an 80s reality talk show.
No, that's Late Night with the Devil.
Late Night with the Devil looks good. Yeah. And then there's like another just normal, like the daughter is possessed type of movie that's out right now.
And there might be, I don't know.
I thought it was just
Well, the reason everybody's talking about The Possession is because it's now streaming everywhere. Like you can get it on Prime. Okay. But in the 80s, when it came out, it was banned in the UK for a long time.
Is that the one with the bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. When I first saw that image, I thought that was Ana de Armas. It kind of looks like her that still, and then I had to look up the movie, and I do believe I've seen that. I believe I watched it on, like, DVD at my dad's house, or so. He was big on horror.
Mm-hmm.
I was reminiscing about randomly watching the movie Stigmata by myself late at night at his house out in the woods in, like, fifth grade and scarring myself.
Yeah, that's
Have you seen Stigmata Patricia Arquette?
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a wild one to be watching by yourself at a young age in the woods.
And then... Dude, and from, like, the next, I don't know, dude, couple months later, I don't know what I did, like, fell the day before and, like, did something to my hand, but I had a little bitty scab on the palm of my hand, and just like, I don't know, dude, I'm being inflicted with the wounds of the Christ.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good one to check out. I recommend it. It's cool. I like those art house movies anyways. I mean, makes you think, you know.
I don't know the last movie... that Anna and I sat down and watched. I can't really recall.
I do want to see that Late Night with the Devil. I think that's the name of it, right?
Late Night with the Devil. That looks good. I like that fella that's in it.
He was in Suicide Squad.
He was in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
But he's a good little actor. He's a cute little fella. Yeah, so I'll probably watch that.
He's a cute.
I mean, they make some okay movies still, but there's not been anything that I've looked at and I've been super excited about seeing. A lot of times I hear, or I'll see that something's coming out and want to see it, and then I'll hear that it's bad. And I don't often trust reviews.
I'm one of those, I got to see it for myself. Because a lot of movies I like, a lot of movies that I absolutely adore and love, they got about a 27% on Rotten Tomatoes. So I always just go see it because, you know, you never know what you're going to find, man. You might find a gem that everybody shit on because they didn't get it, you know.
There's some fellas reopening the Madison 6 movie theater over here. It got shut down.
Up on the hilltop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that it got shut down.
And some guys bought it, some like guys that are into... They own maybe like a comic book store or something. They, I want to say they're not actually in Madison. They're in like Versailles or something. But they're reopening it. They're supposed to be redoing the arcade and trying to make it like nice and stuff. Now down here to the Ohio Theater.
Yeah, the Ohio's nice.
They're redoing the marquee. They got that all that shit going on, like renovations. This year, events down there are really going to be popping off. They got another stand-up comedy show coming up. They got, like, bands. They're doing You got to go to that horror movie film festival with us next year, dude.
That I was disappointed that I didn't go this past year. I hadn't seen my aunt in quite some time, which is odd because she lives over here
Bring
now.
Her too.
And we went.
She'd love that sort of thing.
We went in October to on Friday the 13th. They showed the original down there.
Yeah.
And we went and seen that, and it was cool. It's always fun seeing old movies on the big screen. That's why I like the Ohio so much, because they show a lot of older films.
When I was in high school, cool I saw the. Last Temptation of the Christ down there, dude.
I saw one of the X-Men movies there my senior year.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the Wolverines.
I also saw Wild Hog there.
They had the two options were 27 Dresses and X-Men, Wolverine or whatever. And, of course, all the dudes were like, oh, let's go see the X-Men. And I, at the time, did not really know much. I mean, and I know, like, coming from me, you're probably thinking like 17-year-old Joey didn't care about the X-Men, but like I'd seen like maybe one or two, but I didn't really like. Only thing I really cared about was the animated show.
Well, back then, you know? It was like everybody kind of liked the superhero movies that were out.
They wasn't oversaturated.
It wasn't like it is now, where like your average person was into superheroes.
Yeah, but that made me fall in love with Hugh Jackman and with Wolverine in general. Like seeing that movie at 17, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, the Ohio's always doing some popping off with some cool
dude,
shit.
Hey, let's switch gears here. Go into, hit the ocean. Current events, if you know what I'm saying, dude. What about, dude, the diddler formerly known as Puff Daddy, dude?
The diddler.
P. Diddler, dude.
Did he do it?
So, I don't know.
Did he do it?
He's accused of what?
I would say he did it.
If I'm not mistaken here, and this is like a muddied water, everybody calls regular pimping and prostitution now sex trafficking because that's the charge. That's criminal.
Yeah.
Right. That's the term in a court of law.
Yes.
Right. So what I'm pretty sure he's actually accused of is facilitating a massive prostitution ring.
Right.
Don't think it has anything to do with children, but I do believe the big scandal is it's a lot of gay prostitutes, like a lot of gay male prostitutes. Mm. He was clapping a lot of cheeks. And
I heard something about a 16-year-old or 17-year-old girl.
See, that is deplorable.
No, that's, I mean, I had seen, like, something about she was at his house or something, and then all this stuff happened. They did the sting raid, and, like, I would say he's probably doing some weird arcane
shit. Oh, yeah.
I would say
A lot of those dudes are. And this is the thing, man. I wanted to bring this up to you specifically on the podcast because I've been having trouble articulating how fucking aggravating it is that the worst people on earth that we dislike the most are right about so much stuff, but they take it to the wrong ends. It's like,
I see where you're going.
You
with
know
this.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's like conservative conspiracy theorist type of people who are the most annoying fucks on earth and are just dead wrong about so much stuff confidently.
Yeah.
Are right about certain things. Like, yes, celebrities do facilitate like all kinds of weird shit. Yeah.
Not necessarily an argument to what you're saying, but to add on to what you're saying, there are in every work environment, in every situation, in every wherever you're at, there's always going to be bad people.
Especially if there's power.
Yeah,
there's
some
a lot of
them are
power
abusers,
or money
some of them
involved.
Are predators, some of them are murderers. Hard to know how many murderers you walk by in your life and don't even know it.
Oh, yeah.
But when you get to that scale, too, and you look at Hollywood as a whole or the entertainment industry, there's going to be bad people there. And this kind of stuff is going to happen. Yeah. And like you said, it is wild that the worst people we don't like, the crazy conservative conspiracist types, like they are right about this, and now they'll use that to validate everything else. Like, well, we were right about
the
fucking child molesters. Like,
we knew about this shit for years. Me and you talked about the Dan Snyder Nickelodeon shit.
And we
probably
talked about Harvey Weinstein
when
that dropped too. Yeah, absolutely.
But years ago, like 2019, before this documentary ever came out, we probably had episodes on it. Before that, I mean, the news has been out there. What aggravates me, because it's like you said, it's in everything, especially anything where there's money and power.
Yeah,
Hollywood's on the forefront right now because it's the most high profile, because that is entertainment, that is media, that's what you're gonna see.
Right.
But people in finance and technology and all these people who have more money than celebrities.
Yeah.
Okay, most celebrities are millionaires, but they're, you know, your richest men in America are billionaires.
Yeah.
They're doing the same shit. And nobody's telling the tabloid press about it because nobody's interested because it's not P. Diddy. because it's not a it's not Tom right. Hanks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Poor Tom.
I do think Tom is being unfairly prosecuted. I do too, I really do.
Every
think.
Time I go in any kind of rabbit hole, man, there's always something about Tom.
I know,
Hanks,
and I think
dude,
so
and
many
like,
of these people are probably actually scumbags. But I really do think Tom Hanks is caught in the crosshairs.
Yeah, he's probably
dude.
The most normal guy at all of them. Yeah. Like this guy's drinking kids' blood and shit. And
I
like,
also,
nah, I think he's probably just chill. Like, leave him alone.
I've gone on a probably the third time in my life deep dive on Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
I think the idea that Bohemian Grove is full of bad guys is the conspiracy theory. I think Bohemian Grove is home to probably mostly a bunch of rich people that are inconsequential. I think it's a fucking a smokescreen where they can say, hey, dude, look at these weird people hanging out in the woods. I think they're just doing nerdy shit, wearing robes and doing a thing with an owl. None of that is real. None of the magic that they're doing, there's no like
it's
Lucifer
the,
power.
It's the side to because why if it was real, why would they let it out so easy?
Yeah. They're like, oh,
you know
look
I mean?
Over here at
yeah.
this.
And while
look
we
at these
do
Bohemian
this over here,
Grove
that's the
people.
Real wild shit. Yeah.
yeah. And yeah. we're over here not worshiping yeah. any gods at all.
Yeah.
Doing and doing the
fucking,
same shit.
Doing some
doing
weird
molesting.
True detective shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then,
dude.
But we're over here looking at Bohemian Grove, like, oh, these guys are worshiping the devil in the woods and the moonlight. And it's like, nah, they're probably over at some weird dude's house. Like,
and who were the facilitators of
real
the
child, yeah.
real pseudo satanic child pedophile cult in True Detective? It was the conservative governor and
yeah.
the Catholic Church yeah. of Louisiana.
yeah.
So Hollywood always has to tell you what's really going on, man.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking a predictive programming. Okay, well, watch True Detective.
Yeah.
That's what's really going on. The church
yeah.
and the conservative. Yeah. It's really like everyone, but that's what aggravates me the most about
yeah,
it. It's
everywhere,
like,
man.
Y'all are right about some stuff. You're right that rich people and some celebrities are doing these bad things.
Yeah.
And even, hear me out here, dude. I do think the bridge collapse is a little bit suspicious. I haven't seen an event like this that I looked at and had any conspiratorial thoughts about whatsoever in
uh-huh.
years. Because I'm just outside of that kind of line of thinking anymore.
Go on.
But that video where they show how it turns directly toward the pillar
mm-hmm.
when it's not going in that direction, just it's a little questionable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little questionable. I don't know what the point of it would be. This is something where I have to, my whole thing with conspiracy theories, and I made the video about it, is it does the end game make sense? Like, there has to be a logical reason. Mm-hmm. What did they stand to gain? This could, otherwise accidents happen. So
yeah.
I haven't figured that out
yeah.
yet. It could just be an accident, but it
yeah.
is suspicious.
But
I don't want to agree with any of the other people that are saying
this. I do have a note on that. So I had seen that was a conspiracy.
Yeah.
I've seen people talking about it. Nowadays, I think that people will find anything and try to make something out of it.
There's a new conspiracy every
yeah, about
5 minutes
yeah.
on TikTok, for sure.
So if we're, you've got how many bedrooms is this house?
3.
Okay. So we have and this is a rather large home that we're setting in. Just
okay.
for the,
it's all right.
No. I'm not saying we're in
yeah.
a fucking mansion, but I mean this it is a decent sized home.
You wouldn't
so
want to have it
at,
fall on you.
Look at how big this room is, though, and then the two bedrooms next to us are the same size, I'm assuming, as this bedroom. Right?
Are you gonna start making an analogy to the size of this ship?
No.
Okay. But yeah. It's
so
a good size. If this ship was a boat and it hit you,
yeah.
you would be obliterated.
That's not where I'm going with this at all, but I do agree.
Yeah.
So we have all three of these bedrooms here, and they're all pretty big, right? So
yeah.
what? I will tie back into your boat conspiracy at the end of this, so just hold,
okay.
just give me a
I'm
moment.
I'm going to give you the floor.
So last year, was it, what happened in East Palestine? Was that a train wreck that caused the chemicals?
East Palestine, Ohio,
yeah
train
okay.
wreck, chemicals.
So
spill.
When that happened, I was on Twitter. And I was following some wild pages that kind of turned out to be a little too right-wingy for my taste. But they were posting a lot of wild, crazy shit that was going on. And a lot of the things that were going on last year were trains, right? Like
oh,
a lot
yeah.
of train
all
derailments, a lot of fires, a lot of that kind of stuff. So since this big event happened with the Baltimore Bridge, there's been a couple other barges and tankers that have hit things, and now we're on to this year instead of the trains, now we're talking about boats.
Yeah.
When every day automobiles wreck.
Yeah. Trains, planes, automobiles.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with this. So if we have all three of these rooms, right, and I go down to the store and I start building things in each one of these rooms. And I'm talking about, like, say I build a couple little model trains here, and I put a couple little racetrack Hot Wheel tracks here, and I do them all throughout these three rooms. And if I had some way to keep, when I'm not here, if I had a way to keep them going at all times, so 24/7, all three of these rooms are busy, just like the United States is, just like the world is. Yeah, how many times do you think an accident's going to happen?
Probably pretty regularly.
Let me finish. So pretty rarely an accident will happen. Now, I have a couple of friends that come over and they see these accidents and they're like, man, that's pretty wild. Don't you think that's weird that your trains are wrecking like that? Like, are you sure you're not doing something to... Right. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just think that maybe, like I said earlier, people try to find anything and everything and make it a conspiracy theory now.
Yes.
But what happens when we do that, it's like, remember a couple years ago and everybody was calling everything and everybody racist?
Yeah.
And we said, man, we got to calm down on that because we're gonna
lose the ball. Some people are racist.
But we're going to lose the value of that. Yeah. And it's going to make the people that are really shitty, they're going to be able to skate by now.
1,000%.
Yeah.
But let me take an aside, because this is like what my video was about. And with all of that shit,
right,
I agree. And the real conspiracy that happened was the trains wrecked because they didn't keep up with maintenance regulations,
right,
because it was cheaper not to do so. And then they didn't face any consequences because they're multi-billion-dollar companies that were able to bribe the government.
Yeah,
that's the real conspiracy. It wasn't planned so
right,
they could toxify everybody or do
right,
any of this weird shit.
It sucks that that's it's a victim of circumstance that that's what happens,
yeah,
though, that the earth gets polluted even more. More people get their
yes,
houses ruined.
And
the water supply.
And they don't care.
The
government doesn't care.
That's
help
the real conspiracy.
Out.
It's not that they're trying to purposely destroy the planet. It's that they're destroying the planet to make it easier and make more profit.
The goofy conspiracy theories about it that tie it into all this other fucking shit are part of the propaganda campaign to get you to not realize that that's how they're fucking you.
Yeah.
By doing whatever they want, spilling stuff, having whatever accidents, making sure they have as little regulation as possible. That's how they're fucking you, not by wrecking their shit on purpose and trying
right,
to pollute. It's like, this shit happens all the time.
Yeah.
The conspiracy is that you believe in dumb conspiracies, so you're not paying attention to what's really happening.
Yeah.
And that's why this one particularly caught me by, because anything like this, I mean, you saw that on the Sherman-Mitten Bridge, I believe it was, in Louisville,
that big semi wrecked off
the side. They had to do this fucking action movie style rescue where they rappelled down to the driver. Accidents happen all the time. That being said, I looked at the video that all the conspiracy theorists are pointing to,
mm-hmm,
and I'm like, it does look a little weird that it's coming sideways to go in between the pillars, loses power, turns straight this way. And the more logical part of my brain is probably like different currents and shit. You know how rivers are. You got, you know, on the surface, it could be flowing in either direction.
Right.
So it probably pushed the side this way. I am aware that even in full power failure, there are ways to, like, recorrect the ship. So I
right,
do know that there probably is a logical explanation.
Right. Think of a car hydroplaning. I mean,
yeah,
or being on ice. I mean, that's
yes,
one of those situations
exactly,
that's hard to control everything.
I say all that to say this.
Yeah.
I wish I could say to these people,
yeah,
you know what, that does look a little weird.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're right to say that.
Yeah.
But let's wait and find out
right,
what even their official explanation
right,
is, because they haven't dropped, like, the full scientific scope of why the fucking thing went that way. There's full, also, like, it's in full video of several public cameras. The whole thing's recorded. So if it was that simple of, like, oh, we're going to do it this way. There's a million ways they could have made that bridge
right,
collapse, too. So I'm not saying it was.
I wish
I agree with these people on certain things, just not what they believe the end game is.
Exactly.
You know what
and
I mean?
And I wish people could hear everything you just said the last 5 minutes. I wish that they could just take that and listen to it every time something happens. Because I always hear people say, like, well, what are they really taking our minds off? Like, what are they really, they're taking our minds off of something. What are they really doing over here? And this is what, but what you just said is what they're really doing.
Yeah.
Like, that is the conspiracy.
Don't look at that. They're like, what are they doing over here? And then they only talk about the distraction.
They see the barge wreck into a bridge. They immediately say that every container was full of children. And that P. Diddy owned the barge and all this shit. But really, the distraction is that they're not following right regulations. They're making money off. Like, that is the like, that is the whole thing. But it's not fun if you tell them that, though.
Dude, there was it's a dude more on fun Instagram who that kept lizard people run the planet. Because he said, well, what we have here is a Gulf of Tonkin type of incident. And all I said was, okay, even if this is somehow, they're not even calling it an attack.
Yeah.
I was like, even if this is somehow like some sort of a fake operation to like damage the bridge under a conspiracy, in what way is it like Gulf of Tonkin? Because the ship wasn't attacked. Nobody's saying it was attacked. It's not owned by a foreign government. There's no way this would lead into us going into a war that the country doesn't want to be in. In what way does your analogy make sense? And he kept deleting my fucking comment, and I was like, I commented again. I was like, I think the only reason you're fucking saying that is because it's a boat. Because something happened with a boat. Yeah. You're like, Gulf of Tonkin, because your conspiracy rattled fucking brain. And that's the thing, is that's one of the few things that probably really was a fucking conspiracy, was the Gulf of Tonkin incident.
Yeah.
But this dude doesn't know what the fuck he's talking
about. Just to tack onto that, imagine, because I know a lot of times we talk about 9/11 and the conspiracies that roam around that.
And that was probably really one, too.
But if you take away all of the conspiracy theory elements to that, so they crash a plane into the Twin Towers at what time? 9 in the morning, 11, when everybody's there, when everything's popping off, when everybody's at work, settled in, and they're going to take out the most casualties. Why are they going to launch a fucking barge into a bridge at 4 a.m. that had 10 fucking cars on it? If they're going to,
I mean,
you know what I mean? If that's a conspiracy.
Insurance scam.
Right, but if it's a terrorist attack and they're trying to like really fuck some shit up and take some lives, they're not going to do it when there's five fucking people on the bridge. They're going to do it in 3 o'clock in fucking rush hour. That's one of the busiest bridges in the fucking states, bro.
Harbor.
In Baltimore. Yeah.
Something
it's packed
that's
all the time. Yeah.
But
shut
it's not,
the fuck up, dude.
6 casualties is tragic, but it's not a terrorist
attack. I'm not taking away from the 6 people that died.
If
it's
a conspiracy,
if they're
going to
do that, they're
going to
do it. Yeah, exactly. They're going to do it when they're going to take out more people than 6.
And it might be, because why the fuck is Biden saying they're going to use federal funds to repair the bridge? Shouldn't the fucking company that owns the boat, shouldn't that, what I'm sure is, at the very least, a multi-million, if not multi-billion dollar transport company,
right?
Shouldn't they be responsible for paying the public funds for this
and
bridge?
Imagine,
why is the federal government
doing
it?
One of the people that are related to the 6 people that died, and you get on social media, and that's the first bullshit you see. Is
like,
how like
damn,
your family member died now, and it's part of this big fucking
transgender
P. Diddy
Hamas fighters.
Yeah, dude, I hate it, man. That pisses
with
me
P.
off.
Diddy,
man.
And Garth Brooks and fucking they were molesting kids so hard that they forgot to drive the ship.
And that's why one of your relatives died. Like, what a slap in the fucking face, dude.
I hate it.
Social media,
and
man.
That's like another thing I was like talking about on that fucking video is up through the mid 2000s. More like people like me and you and some like people were getting more into conspiracy theories, but very specific ones. And I say like ones that were not really supernatural, ones that made the most sense, like Gulf of Tonkin. The 9/11 was like the end cap of a couple decades of conspiracies, like, you know, the fucking Iran-Contra scandal and all this shit we knew for a fact happened. And I think what happened was they were like, oh, shit, whether it's the internet or just whatever's going on now. And it kind of culminated when the, like, Occupy protests started in the early 2010s or 2009, right after the financial collapse. Everybody's awake to conspiracy theory. Everybody knows what we're doing. There's no way we can stop it. So instead of trying to stop them from knowing this, let's put so much information out there that they don't know which information is true.
Right.
And that's why you have the crazy, shitty, one-an-hour new kind of conspiracy theories on demand that you see today.
And they love
because
that.
It's all meant to fucking muddy your fucking brain
back
so that
when,
you don't know which conspiracies are real. And to people who, like, aren't conspiracy theorists, you look 10 times more insane. Whereas they might have believed you if you were like, hey, look, here's paperwork on, you know, the fucking Gulf of Tonkin incident. Here's paperwork on the crack epidemic. Or here's paperwork on how companies knew for 30 years that cigarettes caused cancer and they lied about it and paid the government not to make them regulate. Here's all these conspiracies. They might have listened to you about that.
Right.
But now that you're telling them that fucking transgender people are reptilian and the Jews are doing this, they're not, and you're fucking got a conspiracy for every event that happens, now you're no longer credible. Now nobody listens to people like that. They think all conspiracy theories are flat earth weirdos.
Yeah.
And I think that all is one big conspiracy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you're not wrong. And I think if people would, like you said back when we were really into it when we were growing up and stuff, if people would put their thinking caps on and take maybe 20 minutes out of your day to really research the Federal Reserve banking system, that's real. That's that's really going
why
on.
They would do that.
Not Obama ordering 15 pizzas to the fucking White House.
Yeah,
you see the fucking difference
Obama
here?
Obama
like,
blowing a crackhead in a limousine.
Yeah.
First of all,
yeah.
he could get any, if he was secretly gay, he could go get like the hottest fucking twink on earth. Why would he blow some blister-lipped fucking crackhead in Washington, D.C. in a fucking limo? It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
No, these people are nuts, dude. They're crazy.
It doesn't make any sense that there's an agenda to turn kids gay.
I feel better now that we ranted about this.
Me too, man.
This shit, it fucking just, it irks the fuck out of me.
It irks me. I'll say this. I don't hate these people.
No,
it's easy to get aggravated at them. But the questioning the official narrative is never a bad thing. But I feel like most of these people, they're driven by ego. They want to be the type of person that's like, oh, I know more than you do. Oh, you still believe in that?
Yeah.
And this sort of pretentious, sort of like ignorant way of, they're not really even questioning anything. They just wholeheartedly believe a narrative that's different and they think therefore right and they're better. You know, that kind of fucking drives them. And also the things they already believe in. So, like, a lot of flat earthers are, they come from Christian backgrounds because the basis, the end game of the flat earth conspiracy is that it's all a big satanic lie because if we believe in space and that the earth is relatively unimportant cosmically, we won't believe in God and yada, 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 yada.
Right. The firmament, brother.
You know what I mean? I think some of them are driven by the shit they already believe in and they'll believe in any kind of wild theory that backs up their preconceived notions.
Yeah.
So I don't fucking like hold that shit against people.
No, and I don't
get
either.
Get it together,
because
dude.
there is a lot of shit that needs to be questioned, and your heart is in the right place. Trust me. Like, I don't have a problem with people that buy into conspiracy theories. You just really need to be wise in what you spend your time doing and what rabbit holes you go down, because it's very easy to go down the wrong ones and to get sucked into becoming people like we're bitching about right now. Yeah. But yeah, I don't hate these people. You know, I get a lot of friends that are really into some weird shit. And I'm like,
there
whoa.
Are some that perpetuate harmful shit.
Yeah.
Like the ones that are out there doing hate speech, or the ones that are. Here's a new one, dude.
Oh, a new one.
There's a it's a new so one. I'm sure there's like about 1,000 videos that all have the same. There's two types: the homeschooling and the like. You must eat red meat and start your own farm. Sides of Instagram, and they're both like undisclosed advertisements, because they all say the same like bullet points.
Right.
One is part of a marketing campaign by charter schools to get you to vote to use public tax dollars to fund charter schools, which are owned by private companies that sell you the materials to homeschool your children and turn them into conservative retards. The other side of it is done by the failing meat and dairy industry, okay, to get people to unhealthily consume as much meat and dairy as possible because they've lost so many profits due to health consciousness in the last 20 to 30 years and people going plant-based and vegan and really more people just going pescatarian or eating less meat and dairy, just trying to regulate the amount of unhealthy fats and shit like that they're putting in. But these videos whether they're both conspiratorial and marketing campaigns. They'll be like, you've been lied to your whole life, man. Raw milk and red meat and eggs are the only healthy things to eat. And I'm like, first of all, you're doing this to make money. Yeah. You're lying to people in a way that's going to make them sick and makes them smell like shit. There was a dude at work who was on that carnivore diet for like 2 months. He smelled like dying rotten meat the whole time. He stunk, dude.
Yeah,
he stunk, and he started looking gaunt. He started looking all like jaundice and shit, and had to get off of it. His doctor called him a retard. All this, you know, it's dumb. Just eat a balanced fucking diet. You can eat any meat. You can eat plants. Whatever.
Eat you some strawberries, a banana. Eat your steak.
Yeah.
Just be normal, dude. Yeah, just be a regular fucking, person. Stop being fucking weird. I don't like. You ever think people listen to our show and don't even know where the fuck we're at anymore either? Because we're so fed up with everybody's place, fucking dude. Shit that we're getting to the point where we don't like fucking nobody.
I don't, dude. Well, and I think that's the point, right? It makes you so the extremities, the fucking insane people on both sides, which I don't think both sides are the same. I do concretely think there are more good people. I don't want to say there's more good people on the left than the right, but I think the policies, ideologies, and philosophies of the left are genuinely better than the right across the board. That being said, there's enough annoying people on both sides where what you're going to do is you're going to go all eggs in one basket on one of them, or you're going to self-isolate and become like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Not me, dude.
Not me.
I'm nice. So I'm not like in the center politically. I'm definitely on the left.
Right.
But I'm a middle path guy.
Yes. Exactly.
I see where everybody's fucking
absolutely.
Up. They're all dumb. I'm the better same than
way.
Them all.
I'm way more left-leaning on everything. The ideology of the left has always been where I align my beliefs, but I'm like you, I am towards that middle way with a lot of things because both sides are so goddamn annoying.
Well, they're wrong.
They're all focused
on the wrong shit. It's like, I think transgender people should have rights and they should be not fucking bullied and harassed and all that shit. But there's a lady two blocks away right now, a 60-something-year-old woman living in a fucking storage unit. Yeah. I'm way more concerned about passing a law that gives her somewhere to live than I am about the right public restroom. I'm sorry. We should get there.
Yeah.
We should absolutely make that a priority. Yeah. But there's so many other things. And I think that's where Democrats fuck up. That's where they're losing everybody. They're so focused on what are wedge issues? They shouldn't be, but we know they are, you know, gay rights and stuff like that, that they're forgetting. They used to be the champions of the working class.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is just, there's probably 30 homeless people in Madison. She's probably living better than most of them, having a storage unit and all.
Yeah.
But, you know, I went out to California. I mean, it's fucking crazy out there. Neither side's doing anything about that. They both want to focus on wedge issues. They both want to the right wants to ban transgender people from existing, ban abortion, ban in vitro fertilization.
Yeah.
The left wants to, I don't know, dude, give $1 billion to Ukraine and Israel and make sure that if by the year 2025 there's no Palestinian children alive.
It's fucking
so
fuck
them all, dude.
Yeah, it's like I said, I hate it. I really do because it's
And here's a
what
hot
are you
take.
Do? What
I
are you
think
do?
Saint Anger is Metallica's best album.
Oh, stop. Damn it. Shut the fuck up.
I think that fucking snare sounds sick as fuck, dude. It sounds awesome. It is
literally music to my ears. This is why our show is fun, and this is why people like to listen to us. Because, there are people that are whatever on a lot of things, but then they hear that and we reel them back in, dude.
Get the hook in that child, dude.
But it's, I don't know, man. It is hard because I'm not, like, obviously as a person that wants to be as much of an ally to the gay and trans community as I can, I'm like you. The left is spending the money on that kind of stuff. The right's doing, like, you can't fucking do it.
I think that's much more of something we should.
Yeah.
And it sucks because the right is actively trying to dismantle any, attempt at doing this. But I think, making society a better place for marginalized people is something we can all do now without focusing on legislation. Like, if I saw somebody harassing a fucking trans person trying to use the bathroom, I can just punch them in the fucking eye. I don't have to go vote for some old child molester to fucking to get in there and pass a law that says they're allowed to extract oil from my asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm like, gonna, I'm go going be, to jail for that for sure.
You can go
I'm
stand up for people now, for sure. Yeah. And we should stop the laws from being passed, the bad ones, but we should also actively be doing good shit. I was telling some guys at work this the other day who definitively don't like Biden. They're not Trump weirdos, but they are conservative. Right. And they're like, I don't know, man. He just seems, you know, he seems like he'd do a better job. They both agreed if Biden would do something, because he has the power to do something, pass some sort of tax relief, something that relieves the economic stress right now, and pass federal legalization, he would get reelected.
Yeah.
That would be enough for people to be like, you know what, dude, maybe this guy wasn't so bad. But as of right now, we're fucked. As of right now, I don't see him getting reelected. No, I see Trump coming back in, passing laws that consolidates power to the executive branch, and probably going into a techno-capitalist, feudalistic hellscape for the next foreseeable future until all the people band together, grow some fucking nuts, and overthrow the capitalist oligarchy.
Yeah.
Start building guillotines again like a real country. Yeah. All our guillotines are made in China, dude.
Yeah.
We got to make them ourselves again.
Yeah. Yeah, the inequality in this country will not stop until the right-wing theocracy is abolished. And I stand on fucking business with that.
And go follow the YouTube channel.
Go fucking vote for Trump. If that's what you think's gonna save you.
I don't care what you do.
Don't
vote
give
for
a
him.
Fuck, man.
I don't hate you for it, but you are wrong. He doesn't care about you. Biden doesn't either.
Yeah,
but
neither one of them.
Just
do.
As long as you know that.
Newsflash.
But
nobody fucking cares
about
us.
Do follow the YouTube channel, The Lumpin' Lodge. It's my buddy Ethan Osborne. Ran for state House of Representatives, or no, he ran for the House of Representatives for the state of Kentucky against Thomas Massie. He's a real legit dude. He's making a lot of political videos about how the right wing sucks. Follow him on YouTube. He's a little bit more knowledgeable on the theory of it all than I am, but
yeah,
smart dude. You'll like his stuff. Big shout out. Let's see how deep we are in this recording.
Yeah, see how deep we are.
Oh, sorry,
G-Bob. It is a scary time to be alive, isn't it? I don't know. But hey, we're going to be all right. That's all I know. We're going to be just fine, baby. We're going to be all right, all right, all right. All right,
all right, all right. Yeah. We're an hour and four, baby. That one flew by.
Hell yeah.
That one flew right
that
by.
That's good, man. That's
hey,
good.
We'll keep your ear out for us. We got a lot of stuff planned.
We have so much shit planned.
Details,
you have no idea how much shit we have planned.
We really are
this
cracking
is, 2024 is going to be our year, and I can say that
it's the year
for
of
sure.
The hog,
like,
baby.
Yeah, this is the year of the hog. We're really letting it out, and it's gonna be fun, man. I'm excited. WrestleMania is next weekend. I don't give a fuck if you like wrestling or not. Get Peacock and watch it. It's always a good time. Saturday and Sunday, amazing card. It's gonna be great. Yeah, that's all I really got, man. You guys have fun. I love you.
We love y'all. We'll see you next time.